Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Yes, till the day she died, my mother didn't know what I did. She didn't understand it. I'm glad you're here, folks, and I'm glad Michael Harrison is here. Michael has been a friend of mine for a long time. We're now in our third decade as acquaintances and friends and fellow travelers in the broadcast and podcasting industry. He's the editor and the publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is the preeminent magazine for the radio industry. And folks, nobody is more of an advocate for, nobody is more of a learned spokesperson for the spoken word, in my opinion, in my experience in the last 20 years, than Michael Harrison. And as I told you at the top of the hour, he's one of the smartest guys I know. Michael, welcome back to the show.
That's very kind of you. Very nice introduction. Thank you, Jim. It's great to be with you.
Well, you've earned it all, and I've been, you and I have been dotted line and straight line working together over the years, and I've been on your podcast. You've been on my show more than once, going back now for close to 20 years, and the things that you've seen as a sort of a keeper of the flame of broadcast of radio over the last 20 years. Radio has had to reinvent itself, but in the process has continued to extend its legacy, hasn't it?
No question about it. And everybody in radio has had to reinvent themselves. And all the years that I have been either in the radio, on the radio, or around the radio with various businesses that are radio-oriented, I've seen the impact of the technological changes and opportunities that are available to all small business, to all business, through my own career as a small business person in the big business of radio.
So it's your own business model. It's been a learning experience. You've had to reinvent your own business model over the last 20 years, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a publisher. I'm a broadcaster. We produce radio shows. I even still do live radio shows. Mm-hmm. And every single aspect of my career in radio has been dramatically changed by the changes in communications and technology. It's extraordinary. Sometimes I can't believe that I'm in the same business. But what I really find fascinating, Jim, is the opportunity that I have to continue my career.
Yep.
I've been in radio for 52 years. I started very young.
Wow. But right out of elementary school, 52
years.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely, right out of the womb. But in reality, I've seen more than half of the evolution of the radio industry's entire lifetime through my career. And it's an extraordinary learning experience.
And you've seen people bow up and resist the change, and they're no longer with us, are they?
Oh, it's amazing, the passing parade of personalities and people. People have been on top of the game. Of course, some people just get old and retire or die. But there are many people who leave way too early because they don't roll with the changes. And again, resistance sometimes is resistance to opportunity. It's not that hard to keep up with things if you pay attention and don't get lazy.
You know, one of the things that helped me over the last 21 and a half years is I didn't have a lot of radio baggage when I started back in the 90s. And so I started broadcasting in November of 97. Well, I started simulcasting when Broadcom made it available. I've forgotten the name of the company. Anyway, I started simulcasting in January of 98.
And so you're a newcomer. You're new to the business.
I'm new to the business, but I'm not new to simulcasting. You know, there's not anybody. I don't think anybody has been simulcasting longer than I have. But it was because I didn't know I wasn't supposed to, Michael.
Sometimes a little bit of ignorance can lead to an open mind.
Yeah, right. Well, and of course, as you know, back in those days, the radio stations didn't like internet podcast. They saw, or simulcast. They saw that as a threat. But now every radio station has their own simulcast, don't they?
Well, radio stations now realize that they're in more than just the business of radio, that we're in a multi-platform environment. The paradigm of broadcasting is get your message out, and the word that's often used today, it's a word that makes me cringe a little bit, but it's an important word. The word is brand. Get your brand out on as many platforms as possible. Once you do that, then the problem becomes, how do you monetize all the different platforms?
That's right.
But sometimes they work in synergy with each other. But it's definitely a cross-platform thing. You cannot make it anymore in today's media if you're only on one platform and you consider all other platforms to be competitive.
That's exactly right, because it's a big, broad world out there. Michael, I got to take a quick break. Give us your website, please, before we go.
Talkers.com.
There it is, folks. It's a good one. You'll be check it out. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with Michael Harrison. He's going to talk about your business after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.